Simon Shin Zayin, Sif Vav Zayin Ches. The halachas are basically Voshtei Do, as it says it here. But there are, this is Nogia to everybody in every Shabbos, and it's good to know what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. The first halacha, also the Chashiv Cheshbreneis, Afilum Avru, you're not allowed to make cheshbonos of how much money you owe to somebody if you still owe them the money. That means, speaking about something that you're in the middle of buying, in the middle of working on, renovations and other things that are in the midst of making cheshbonos of how much money you owe, even if at the end of the day it comes out that you see you do not owe them, you pay them enough money, nevertheless, that is aser. However, if somebody asks you, how much money did you pay for? How much money did you spend on your suit? How much did your car cost? And you already paid for it, then there's no problem to tell them how much it costs. Unless the reason why he's asking you is because he's interested in buying such a thing himself. So he's looking around to find out. Therefore, he's going around and taking polls of people. What does it cost and where do you get it and other things? So you're not allowed to do it, Al-Tim. Al-Tim, he's not allowed to do it. He says, even though it's not a tariff for you, it's a tariff for him, and therefore it's cheshbon for him, it's a problem. It's also aser al-daber-daber, that your sins, it's negea, even if it's not negea for you, but it's negea for somebody else for chol, so for you to talk about that is problem of daber-daber. Now this lechashiv cheshbonis means to calculate. It doesn't mean machshava. In machshava, all these things are mutter. You're allowed to, the whole thing is only here, deeper is aser, but here is mutter. And whether or not lechatchila you should do it, that Mishabur said, it's best if all your malachas asuya. However, if you're thinking about your house that you're renovating and it gives you gishmak, so matayv manoyim, that's your einik Shabbos b'seder. That's the first halacha. Speaking about things that you paid for in the past is not a problem. Things in the future or that you still owe, that is a problem. The second halacha is that you're allowed to be merames on Shabbos for after Shabbos if you don't mention a malacha. Even though he understands, it's not a problem. That means tzai to a yid and tzai to a goy. There's no problem of amir la'akum and there's no problem of davar davar. Amir la'akum is only when you make the person a shliach, and davar davar, or you talk about making him a shliach, or you're mentioning a malacha, and over here you're not making him a shliach for Shabbos and you're not mentioning a malacha. So to be merames, we already saw earlier in the siman, to be merames not on Shabbos, b'derech tzivoy, you're allowed to be merames that you should understand to do it next Shabbos. And on Shabbos, you're allowed to be merames for after Shabbos. But to be merames on Shabbos, that is a problem if he's going to do it on Shabbos. The next halacha is what you're allowed to say. You're allowed to talk about, you're not allowed to talk about what you're going to do that's usher with a malacha. Not only when you're talking to someone else, even the Mishnah Berurah Medayek from the Ramah, even when you're talking to yourself. If you get a good conversation with yourself, and you're just making the cheshbon with yourself of what you're... I had a teacher who used to say that the reason why he talks to himself is the only person he can get a good conversation with. He's talking to himself and just making the cheshbon. Fine, that is still aser if he's mentioning malachas that are aser. However, if he doesn't mention a malacha which is aser, even though it's clear from the context of what he's saying that it's for sure al yidei malacha, for example, the Bir Halacha says that even if a case is im amar leistam lahavi leperis lamachar ab shiyadu lakol, everybody knows shekavanasoi al peris hamuktim, that his kavanah is for peris which are muktim. Mikavam given the dibura imash manami davar motor b'shabbes. That means if you could say something in a way that everybody understands. For example, you say, I'm going to talk to my shvager tomorrow. Now your shvager lives in Australia, and there's no way that you could talk to him, even if you go in a way of heter. The only way is either you're going to fly there, or you're going to, and even that, you're not going to make it there on time. The only way is all you have a telephone. Nevertheless, since speech, I'm going to talk to it, that also has a heter connotation. Therefore, there's no problem to mention that on Shabbos. As even though everybody understands, says the Bir Halacha, that what you're doing, what you really intend to do is Ayidei HaMalacha, nevertheless, it is mutter. Similarly, anything that it's mutter to do, you have a mutter way on Shabbos to do it, then you're allowed to, even though right now you're not able to do it, but since had the ability been put into place, you would have the ability to do it. For example, with regard to going outside of this chum, so you're allowed to say that I'm going to go to the next town, even though it's outside of this chum, because there is a way, if there be bargaining, there is a way that is heter, even on Shabbos, and therefore it's not considered a davar aser to speak about, since there is a way to do it b'chlal on Shabbos in an oifen of heter.